Blog Talk Radio.
Giants fans, and welcome to the latest edition of Big Blue View Radio. I'm your host, Ed Valentine, editor and lead blogger at Big Blue View. And let's get right to talking about the New York Giants today. Obviously, the Giants faced the Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, a rivalry game, NFC East. Fans on both sides usually get pretty fired up, for this one. But this one's pretty meaningless. Giants at 2-11, Eagles at 11-2. Eagles, going toward the playoffs and hoping for a deep playoff run. You know, despite having lost Carson Wentz, hoping that backup Nick Foles can pull a 1990s version of Jeff Hostetler, and lead Philly to a Super Bowl as a backup quarterback. We actually looked at the Hostetler Foles comparison earlier this week. It's just a little bit of a fun way to take a stroll down memory lane as a Giants fan. As we get to the end of this really dismal 2017 season. Anyway, I don't want to spend a whole lot of time talking about Sunday's game. Let's get to the topics at this point that are truly important for the Giants. And the first one would be the search for a new general manager. We spoke late last week to Dan Hatman of the Scouting Academy, who has some experience, working in a variety of NFL front offices, including the Giants, where he was an intern straight out of college. About that whole situation, please feel free to go back into our archives and take a listen to what Dan had to say. His knowledge about how all of this works and who the candidates might be really is invaluable. And we thank him for taking the time to have done that for us a few days ago. Anyway, what we found out this week about the GM search was that it appears that it's going to take the Giants a little while. Apparently, they will begin interviewing candidates next week. It looks like Dave Gettleman will get an interview. It looks like current interim GM Kevin Abrams will get an interview. Abrams told the media, in New Jersey this week that he does want to be considered, for the job full time. As a longtime cap analyst, for the Giants, that sometimes carries a bad connotation. But he told media that he believes that he's more than a cap guy, that he's contributed on the personnel side. We'll have to see, going forward, if Abrams really is a serious candidate. My belief, I had reported a few days ago that I had been told that it was possible that the Giants would have hired Dave Gettleman, their former executive and former Carolina Panthers GM. They would have hired him by the middle of this week. Obviously, that didn't happen. My perspective at this point is this. I believe that Gettleman remains the front runner for the position. That does not mean he will get the position. what it means is that he's leading the race. He would be the betting favorite at this point. My feeling is the Giants will go through this process. They will interview Kevin Abrams and talk about his plan. They will go outside the organization and talk to, you know, several candidates, guys like Nick Cassario from the New England Patriots, if he's interested. Maybe George Patton, who's assistant GM with the Minnesota Vikings. Trent Kirchner, who's a personnel guy with the Seattle Seahawks. Maybe Elliot Wolf, who's the personnel guy with the Green Bay Packers. There are several other names, and we've gone through many of them, you know, at Big Blue View in a post that I did listing potential candidates. My belief is that however many people they interview, and I believe their plan is to interview roughly five. So my belief is this. One of those outside candidates, and also Kevin Abrams, the current interim GM, one of those candidates is going to have to knock it out of the park. It's going to have to absolutely wow John Mara and Steve Tisch in order to take this job away from Dave Gettleman. And Gettleman, of course, has 15, 16 years of experience, something like that, in the Giants organization. They know him really well. They know what they're going to get. You know, although there were, you know, some issues between Gettleman and veteran players in Carolina that ultimately contributed to him losing the job there, the teams that Gettleman put together with the Panthers were always good. This year's team is very good. And this was Gettleman's draft for Carolina and Gettleman's free agent class, as they didn't let him go until sometime in the summer. So I think what's going to happen there is that someone is going to have to take this job away from Dave Gettleman. But we'll see in a few weeks. We'll see as the offseason unfolds. We'll see if I wind up being right about that. With that said, let's move to a couple of other topics that are currently ongoing with the Giants right now. The first of those topics has to be, what in the world is going on these days with Eli Apple? This week, you know, Apple, of course, 2016 first round pick, inactive for the last 4 weeks. Heard this week from interim coach Steve Spagnuolo that Apple is practicing, is past whatever apparent injury issues or whatever other issues were keeping him out of the lineup. There was no commitment that he would play this week, but it looked increasingly, you know, like he would. And then came yesterday when Eli Apple stood in front of the media and denied or contradicted what teammate Landon Collins, you know, one of the respected young leaders in the Giants locker room, had said earlier in the week about Collins and other teammates, you know, reaching out, sitting down with Apple, trying to help him deal with whatever personal issues, whatever things are bothering him, you know, about the organization or whatever has been holding him back from being the player that he hinted he could be, you know, as a rookie, and basically from being a good teammate and being a guy that his teammates could rely on. Apple stood in front of the media on Thursday and said that Landon Collins had not talked to him at all about any of this. Now, I don't know what the truth is. I don't know if Eli Apple's telling the truth there. I don't know if Landon Collins is telling the truth. If I had to wager money, I would bet you that the truth is a lot closer to what Landon Collins had to say, you know, than Apple's version at this point. You know, but the point of it is, Eli Apple could have avoided this latest controversy. He probably could have avoided a lot of the issues that he's had this year. And when it comes to Apple, you simply begin to wonder, not if he's going to get on the field this year and play any more snaps, you know, this season. Giants are 2-11. The season's lost. They're playing out the string. Somebody has to play those snaps. It would be nice to get something out of your 2016 first-round pick. But what you really have to begin to wonder is, can Eli Apple have a future with this football team? Whether, no matter who the new GM is or who the coach is next year, you have to look at this situation with Eli Apple and wonder if he's a guy that his teammates can depend on, if he's a guy they can trust. Can this apparent divide or bridge or, you know, whatever it is going on between Apple and his teammates and the organization, can that be repaired? Do you, you know, as a new regime coming in, want to carry that baggage into the 2018 season, or do you want to cut bait, you know, move on, hopefully get something from Apple via trade? And if you can't, you know, would you actually go ahead and just release him and cut your losses? I think it's a very difficult situation for the Giants and one that I'll be interested to see how they handle going forward. The other one involves rookie quarterback Davis Webb. There's still so much talk about whether Webb should play or shouldn't play, and the expectation is, again, that he'll be inactive this week. And what I wrote at Big Blue View this week is what I believe. Look, it would be really nice to see Davis Webb play. I think, you know, some snaps, whether it's in a starting role or whether it's, you know, playing, you know, as a backup who comes in later in the game, maybe plays a half over the last couple of games. Some snaps would do him some good, would get him some experience in live game situations, would give him something to build on going into the 2018 season. And it would put some things on film or whoever the decision makers are. But my point at what I believe at this point in the season is that there's really nothing that Davis Webb can do right now that will change or impact whatever quarterback decision the Giants make in 2018. Whatever he shows, if he gets to play at some point in the final two games, whatever he shows is not going to change the franchise's mind as to whether or not they keep Eli Manning. It's not going to change their mind as to whether or not they draft a quarterback in the first round. So it would be nice, but is it necessary? I don't know. It would have been nicer if it was done. I mean, it would have given us a better idea if it was done a few weeks ago, perhaps when Ben McAdoo put Geno Smith in the lineup. A longer look at Webb would have given us, you know, real information and real insight into whether he could be the guy next year. But I, not that it's pointless, but I just don't think that Webb can prove anything one way or another with such little time left in the current season. Anyway, Giants fans, quick show today. We'll wrap it up here. Please remember to visit bigblueview.com. Join the community if you haven't done so already so that you can comment, participate. Check us out on Facebook, on our Big Blue View Facebook page, and also follow me on Twitter at Big Blue View and my personal account at Valentine_Ed. All right. Thank you, and bye-bye now.